This is a CattleCast Extra.
I guess we should call this our super segment. Joining me now are Lansing's Batman, Seamus Smith, and Katie Whitaker, who is also known as the Capital City Wonder Woman. I welcome you both to the CattleCast podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So share with our listeners why you both decided to split your time as superheroes.
Well, I guess for me, I went to my very first Comic-Con last year. It was Grand Rapids Comic-Con, and I met Lansing Batman there. And he came up to me and was like, hey, I need a couple superheroes to do a few events with me. How to Halloween was coming up, and then the Justice League opener at Celebration. So I showed up to How to Halloween, assuming that I was just going to dress up as Wonder Woman and just have fun for the day. And within the first hour or two, I met a little girl who came up to me just jumping up and down, so excited to meet Wonder Woman. And her mom pulled me aside and she said, hey, you know, she loves Wonder Woman because she's bullied in school because her skin's a little darker and her hair's really short. So I just spent 10, 15 minutes talking to her and just encouraging her, telling her just how beautiful she was. And that was the turning moment for me. It wasn't, I'm going to dress up and have fun anymore. It was, I need to do this for the kids because I see the impact that seeing a superhero and being able to talk to a superhero can have, and especially on a little girl.
Mine is a little backwards from most cosplayers. I actually was involved in an accident with a little boy. He ran out on the road. He was caught by the front of my trailer, flew 90 feet. I did see him die on the side of the road. His mother was able to bring him back. She resuscitated him. She's a nurse. From that, turned into a fundraiser for the family. I found out that he grew up loving Batman. I grew up loving Batman as well. So I bought a cheap suit online and was going to show up at the fundraiser as Batman. It was too busy. Wasn't able to use it. Someone heard that I had it. I ended up doing a trunk-or-treating thing a few weeks later. First full night I had slept since the accident, and I realized interaction was a huge thing. Within a few weeks, I was at Capital City Comic-Con. I ran into Jerry, who runs How to Halloween, and he had the Batpod there, which is the motorcycle from The Dark Knight. I spent hours helping little kids on and off the bike, interacting with some of them. There was a few that were handicapped, and that was huge impression on me to see how it changed them in those few moments. It changed who I was in that moment. It allowed me to, one, finally sleep through the night, and two, realize what dressing up and being something in someone else's eyes can do.
Powerful stories there of how this got started. Now, I understand that you are members of a much larger group of superheroes. Tell us about the League of Enchantment.
Well, the League of Enchantment was started by Brittany Billinghurst last January, I believe. And she started it because she knew a little boy in the hospital battling some horrible things, and he ended up passing away. But she wanted to take that experience and be able to reach other kids. Seamus met with Brittany last November, and I'll let you tell the rest of that.
Yeah, I had a notebook full of ideas of things. I'd been doing Batman for almost 2 years at that point. I couldn't keep up. I was doing stuff for breast cancer, for American Cancer Society, a variety of other community groups. I couldn't do it by myself. I realized I needed a bigger group. I had this list of ideas. I sat down with Brittany one day, and actually it was the end of November, showed her the ideas. By the time we left that meeting, I was an admin on her Facebook page for the League of Enchantment. Pretty soon thereafter, Katie came on board with the League. By January, we had decided to step forth into the nonprofit world and become a certified nonprofit. And then at that point, I became the president. Katie's our treasurer. Brittany is our vice president. Another girl named Candy is our secretary. Brittany's boyfriend, Dominic, is a board member. And it has just exploded from there. Mm-hmm.
Recently, Cattled entered into a promotional partnership with the How to Halloween event, which is taking place October 13th and 14th at the Lansing Center. Tell us a little bit about that event.
It's kind of a celebration of the childhood part of Halloween. It's designed for kids, and it's really an amazing event. There's trick-or-treating for the kids. There's different vendors, though not many. It's not a vendor-focused event. It's more of an entertainment for kids event. So there's superheroes. There's princesses. There's the Ghostbusters there. There's Star Wars. There's all these different worlds coming together in one event for all these kids to actually see them move. It's live people doing all of the stuff. It's really incredible. We even have Beetlejuice there. He dances on stage, interacts with people. Myself as Batman, I try to walk around a lot. I don't tend to stand in one place. Neither does Wonder Woman.
Nope.
We tend to be very interactive people. For a kid and for an adult, it's an absolute blast. You get to meet those people that you grew up reading and seeing on TV. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. What is the attraction for kids or even for adults to the superheroes? What gets their attention? Why is the love so strong?
Well, growing up, anytime you go up to a kid, like, you usually ask them, hey, who's your superhero? Who's your hero? It's an automatic question to ask a kid. It's someone to look up to. You know, sometimes they answer their mom or their dad, which is amazing, and that's where you want it. But, you know, sometimes they need someone who's extra powerful because they have things going through their life, things that they're battling, and they need, you know, someone to look up to or believe in that can take away those hurts and pains and sorrows that they go through.
Yeah, being that we're here in a library, this is where people go to learn about these other worlds. As kids, we use our fantasy. We live in our imagination, and we use those strengths all through our lives, even if we don't realize it. Meeting our childhood hero, be it Daniel Boone, be it Batman, be it Wonder Woman, be it Eleanor Roosevelt, can change somebody. They realize that their heroes do exist.
If you could possess one superpower, what would it be?
Myself, actually, most of my characters don't have superpowers. I do Batman, but I also do Iron Man and Moon Knight, none of which have superpowers. I've always been more into the grounded in humanity heroes, showing them that there's a positive thing out there.
I think I would want Flash's superpowers. I want super speed.
Super speed.
Yep.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Truly, your superpower is how you bring great joy to all the kids in the community. Seamus Smith, Katie Whitaker, thanks so much for joining us today. We know you're going to have a great time at the How To Halloween event.
Thank you for having us.
For more information about the How To Halloween event, visit howtohalloween.com. Also, check out Cadl's digital comic books through Hoopla at cadl.org.
Right here.
Imagine a place that lets you download a hot new bestseller, stream a TV series, listen to the latest music releases, even borrow a sewing machine or Wi-Fi hotspot. No, it's not an expensive subscription service or a giant online marketplace. It's your local library, and it's all free to cardholders. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything. Right here.
Right here.